The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.
Time for Brant's three things. We have a big fanfare. Where's the giant? No, I can't ever find my fanfare.
See, the key is to find that.
I think you hide the fanfare.
I don't know. What would I fanfare for? It's in the same place it's always been. And again, right before we go on the air, I think that's the time to look for
it. Found it. Brant's three things. Three things I've learned about getting things done. And this is from somebody that you should know, like, oh, Mr. Motivational Speaker. I'm so not. That's the problem. Because I'm a kind of a slug by nature.
No, well, don't call yourself.
Well, by nature. I'm fighting. I fight it.
Yeah.
In the fight. Fight the fighting slug. Number one thing I've learned. Because, look, I've written books and stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm doing the show.
Yes, you are.
So I'm getting stuff done.
Yes, you are, Brant Hanson.
I have learned I cannot wait until I feel like it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you wait, you're like, oh, I'd like to do this or I'd like to do that. And then you wait for inspiration. It's not necessarily going to hit.
Mm-hmm.
Goes with prayer, too. Well, I'll wait till I'm in a prayerful mood. Like, that's probably not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Get busy doing stuff. Like, I just got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's valuable. I got to do it. I got to sit down and write even when I'm not feeling it. And if it's a bad chapter, then, well, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't send it to the publisher or I go back to work on it. But at least I've just learned, like, I cannot wait for inspiration. You just got to do it. Second thing I've learned, I can't trust my feelings about myself. Here's what happens to me. Maybe not you, but to me, I have all of this internal dialogue, which is not mature, where it's like, Brant, nobody wants to hear what you have to think about anything. Nobody wants to see if people are tired of your writing or whatever.
That's the inner dialogue.
That's my inner dialogue. Yeah. And if that rings true for you, that you're like, actually, Brant, I am tired. Please don't call me.
That's not helpful, guys.
It's not going to help me. But I have to tell myself, I wanted to tell you that too, because if you have that, a lot of times that's just not true.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not true. And it stops you from getting stuff done. Third thing is, I cannot worry about what everybody thinks.
Oh, yeah.
About what I'm doing. I can't.
It's really difficult. Because
totally, yeah.
So many filters, so many voices of what about this? What about that? And before you know it, you just don't do anything.
So hard. And believe me, like, I can listen to, it's difficult. I can't really listen to me on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
I hear me, like, it's recorded and I'm driving and then I come out.
Me too.
And
I'm meant for me, not you.
Yeah, I know. Okay. I know. I was going to make that joke.
Okay.
I can't do that because you wind up not being a blessing to anybody.
Oh, good point.
And I can't rake myself over the coals like that. Well, what if this one, I just can't. And the same thing is true of you, whether you're in mass media or not. Like, so often we're not doing the good things we could have done because we're worried about what everybody thinks. It's a very timely question to ask. They ask people in this study, which end of the candy corn kernel do you eat first? The little pointy end or the other end?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer, frankly, if people were being honest, is I don't know because I actually don't eat them. I just pretend like I like them.
Oh.
The only time I eat them is when I eat them with peanuts and a bunch of other stuff that drowns out the flavor of the candy corn, which I claim that I like.
Okay. So there are some people who do like candy.
Which end do you start with?
Well, I don't like candy corn.
It's because she didn't like it either. And once again,
duly noted.
Face rested.
Good point.
Note duly noted. We have an awesome podcast sponsor, Oddcast sponsor, Fellowship Home Loans. They're fantastic to talk to if you're interested at all with refinancing or getting a mortgage. It's a great time to look into this. 800-804-SAVE. 800-804-SAVE. Or just go to fellowshiphomeloans.com. Please absorb what I am about to say. I know you're busy, you got stuff going on, there's all sorts of distractions. Please, please, please listen to this if you don't mind. God loves you as you are right now, right this second. Not some perfect version of you, not some future version, not some if I could only get it together version. He'll finally, I'm talking about you now, dirty as you are. He loves you. This may seem like Sunday school stuff. Brant, that's the most basic thing. I've heard that a million times. Have you? I mean, so have I, maybe, but absorbing it is really hard. So as I'm telling you this, I'm telling this to myself too. Like, as you are right now, who you are now, he actually loves you. We can totally talk about this. I don't know if my answers will be good or
okay.
not. But
one of the kids from my youth group, she's not a kid anymore, she's an adult, and she's looking to date this guy.
Yeah.
And she was asking me questions. I'm not married. Of course, I know general things, but I'm interested from a man's perspective,
mm-hmm.
especially since you're writing this book for men as
yeah.
well. What is a baseline of here's what you should, like a non-negotiable, what you should be looking for?
Yeah.
In a guy.
Okay. Well, A, let me say this. I don't know anything about romance per se.
Okay. Yeah.
But what I have learned about guys and mm-hmm. what I would caution someone to look for, or just like advise, encourage.
Yes.
He takes responsibility. Like you see him taking responsibility in all elements of his life.
Okay.
He's not an excuse guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's self-controlled. Those are things I would look for just as a basic baseline. Obviously, I would advise somebody who, if they're a believer, like that, you've got to share that with somebody or you're headed for a real fissure. But like self-controlled, not an excuse person.
Mm-hmm.
That's so much. Willingness to take responsibility for himself and for others. And then the other thing is always makes you feel secure, not threatened.
That is so good.
I see that with people who've been married a while, and I want to tell guys, some want to receive it and some won't, so mm-hmm. I keep it to myself. It's kind of like you realize your wife is upset at you because she feels threatened by mm-hmm. what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's indicating to her that you could take this too far, and she's going to wind up by herself
mm-hmm.
or going to have to take care of the kids by herself or mm-hmm. whatever. Like, so much of that is a guy's wife going, are you still in with me? Are you mm-hmm. still love me?
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's rational or not, doesn't matter. That's how somebody feels.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say a guy who understands that is going to be a very good husband. How amazing is Jesus? Really. All the things about him. We can't take it all in, but like just one thing that he's telling us. Hey, look, if people mock you because of your belief in me, be glad about that. Like, so he recognizes that's going to happen. And I've heard people instantly say, well, yeah, but you can't be a jerk because that's really what they're mocking is you're being a jerk. Well, okay, that might happen that you're being mocked because actually you're just being kind of a jerk. But it's also true that Jesus is acknowledging you'll actually be mocked when you're right.
Mm-hmm.
That actually will happen. You don't have to be a jerk. Look at him. Look at what he put up with. That's going to happen to us. And he also says this thing about not seeking revenge yourself, like you have to trust God with all of that. It's very, very difficult to be mocked, to be slandered, to be misunderstood. It's very difficult, but he's always telling us there's a reward for the people who put their trust in God to be their defender. I hope you can trust God. I hope you can. I mean, you, I know we can, but it's hard to trust, period, sometimes. Especially, think about it right now, just generationally where we are. Like, we have deep fake everything.
Mm.
We have everybody with their own news channels, their own versions of this or that. A lot of us have trust issues from our youth. If you're a child of divorce, you apparently have a hard time trusting. So that's me and Sherry mm-hmm. as well. Like, there's a trust thing, and it's very difficult to trust. You're used to being lied to. You kind of expect to be lied to,
mm-hmm.
as a matter of fact. So, but I want you to know, I have found, for what it's worth, and I could say this for Sherry too, I have found God to be worthy of trust.
Yeah.
So if you're somebody who is wondering about any of this, please know we're not trying to control you. We're not trying to convince you of it of anything, like you've got to do this or that. We don't get religion points if you decide to trust God or whatever. We're just telling you as fellow humans, we have found him to be trustworthy, even when we suspected things were just too haywire. Mm. Ultimately, we have found him to be good. I just want you to know that.
Oh, boy. No, come on, Brent. We haven't done this for a while. I don't know why we have to go through this.
Hey, Sherry!
Yes, Brent, hi.
Hey, hang on, I'll be right over.
You don't have to run over. You can just kind of...
Oh, I'm glad I made it.
You don't have to
I'm
do
glad
that.
I made it
you
over here.
Just there's no deadline.
Well, I'm really cool over here. I got my my boom box and I'm booming
mm-hmm.
my little theme song.
Yes,
here.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm wearing some pretty cool.
You're out of breath from running across the
kicks.
Street.
Yeah.
Got some cool on kicks, you said?
K-Swiss.
Oh my goodness, remember we're bringing those back. Yes.
Yeah. And also
a Coca-Cola shirt.
I have a Coca-Cola shirt. Yes, I do. Small crowd gathered around applauding.
I would.
Yeah, Coca-Cola shirt.
I'm with you.
How about that?
How long ago was that?
And all those sunglasses that are like louvered. They got the little like their blinds or something.
No, I think you do better if we're going with the theme here. Yeah. The ones that flipped up.
A flip up.
Yeah, flipped up.
All right. Yes, okay, that's what I got.
Maybe
good.
Some parachute pants or some jams. Let's round it out.
No, I got Stonewash jeans.
Oh, okay, great. We'll take that.
Cool. So anyway, we will handle your dilemmas here on Dilemma Street. That's where we are. And we're not professional counselors. We need to make that clear and so on and so forth. So if you want professional counseling, we can send you somewhere else.
Yes.
But if you want to send your dilemma to us, we can kick it around just as friends. Maybe we'll have some wisdom, maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, at least get some input.
Yeah.
And my email address is brant@branthanson.com. You don't have to feel special that you have my email address, but I don't advertise it on the show.
That's right.
Just kind of our podcast people.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So try to limit it. And, but I do like getting it from you. So anyway, brant@branthanson.com. And this is from Deegan. Deegan writes, I hope it's okay if I say his name. Yeah, he didn't tell me not to.
Is Deegan a male name?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think so. Hey, Brant and Sherry. I was just walking by Brant's Birthday Boulevard, and I happened to see Dilemma Street. That is really nice. So I thought I would come say hi in my 19th century suit and flat cap.
Oh, wow.
That is really
that
awesome,
goes
by
wonderful.
The way.
With the K-Swiss and the Coca-Cola shirt.
This is a person I like.
That's awesome. Done that. Yeah.
I am 16. He says, my dilemma is that I know that romantic relationships are pointless at this age as they turn out poorly and go nowhere. Yet my brain persists in looking for a romantic relationship. This isn't something I should pursue at this age, is it? At what age would you say romantic relationships make sense, and what should I do in the meantime? Thanks for reading this. I really enjoy listening to you guys every morning at breakfast.
That's sweet.
Deegan, it depends. Uh-huh. That'd be my, like, what you want to accomplish in life or, you know, talking to your parents, getting input from them on stuff. But you're not far at 16 years old. I met my wife at 17.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I was in college and, I didn't know she was going to be my wife, and I hadn't ever dated anybody before.
Oh, that's why you guys were friends for a while.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it did, you know, it went somewhere. And so I guess somebody could have said, well, you're 17, you know, there's no point. Well, there was a point. Mm-hmm. And,
but you were friends. So
we were friends.
Yes.
And that is a key too. Go ahead, expand on that.
Well, I think that if you are actively searching for a romantic relationship, that could have a lot of landmines. If you're looking for friendship, and in common spaces of things that, because you guys were on like a missions trip or something like that, right? Weren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're out there doing things and you meet someone and you strike up a friendship, I think that's a lot easier and a lot less pressure than looking for a romantic relationship and let it grow from there.
And it's cool because in that sort of environment too, you do want to understand. Deegan, guessing you're a guy. If you're not, I'm sorry. I take all this back, but. We could address it from another angle, but like it is good to understand a woman's mind, you know, and how to respect women, like truly, I'm not just throwing that out there, but like to really appreciate and respect and understand that's a lifelong process for both sexes to understand the mystery of it all. Mm-hmm. But it is good to be around them. The reason your brain is persisting, as you say, yep, my brain persists. Mm-hmm. And looking for a romantic relationship is because that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Like if you find a wife, I mean, God made Eve for Adam. It's not good for a man to be alone. So not everybody should get married. It's a blessing to be single. It's a blessing to be married.
But it's natural to look in that direction.
Yeah, your
brain's very natural.
Because your body is developed too. Like it's like... This is a weird thing, too, by the way. Our culture is very strange and very unfair because we were the ones, and we keep doing this, where we keep separating the age of marriage from puberty
Good
further and further and further away, which is not
normal in human history. Mm-hmm. And we're kind of creating this space of not knowing what we're like, and this tremendous confusion about what am I supposed to be doing? What is mm-hmm. this? What are we doing here? So anyway, the fact that you're feeling that way is totally normal, totally natural, mm-hmm. and it's good. And it's going to be good. And I love the fact that you're saying, hey, it's not, you know, like, this isn't the time, mm-hmm. but it'll pretty soon.
Yeah. Make friends. Yeah. And I think when things grow out of that, the relationships of people that I know that have grown from friendship at a young age really ends up with deep roots.
Yeah. And this is a lifelong learning thing too, by mm-hmm. the way. I bring that up because I had a couple college friends come to town a couple days ago.
Okay.
And we went to college a long time ago, but mm-hmm. we knew each other, and then we knew each other's wives. Mm-hmm. And so the six of us got together. Mm-hmm. Well, everybody's been married almost 30 years. They're yeah. like 29, 29. We're 30. Uh-huh. And we sat there, us three guys, and said, we still don't have this figured out. Like, it's this is still a challenge, mm-hmm. this marriage thing, mm-hmm. for all of us. Like, we got 90 years of experience, and we still are working this mysterious thing, but it's beautiful.
I was gonna say that's the beauty of it.
It
right?
is. Yeah. It's totally beautiful. But it's anyway, whatever you can learn now is good too.
What your mind is persisting for is a beautiful thing, totally. And make friendships and let it go become natural. And I think that that's coming from someone who's not married, but that's what that sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds good to me.
What I just said sounds.
I think you
good.
Nailed it. Yeah. I like what you said. I wish I had a 19th century suit and flat cap too, because that's pretty cool.
That's nice.
That's kind of Victorians where you're going with that. Mm-hmm. And I salute that. So anyway, you're awesome, Deegan. God bless you. By the way, if anybody's interested, I should mention this. If you want real counseling from somebody on mm-hmm. stuff, if you need it. There's a thing called faithfulcounselingonline.com. Mm-hmm. Faithfulcounselingonline.com, highly recommend. And you can pick your own counselor, and it's Christian counseling and all that sort of stuff too, mm-hmm. which is going to be really important for you if you're struggling with something. And they do it all online, which is nice too. Anyway, it's faithfulcounselingonline.com.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.